So what is the state of our opposition in South Africa? Opposition leaders met today in Pretoria, where they discussed a variety of issues relating to the current state of politics in South Africa. But does it mean anything in the end? Joining us now is Bantu Olumisa, the leader of the United Democratic Movement. Jengele, are you guys just making a lot of noise without much impact?
First of all, welcome and congratulations.
And course.
What's your question?
My question is, are you making a lot of noise, saying all the right things, but ultimately not making that much difference?
Well, we are making a lot of difference. If you have been following the politics of this country since President Zuma ascended to power, the initiative has been with the opposition parties, and such an initiative included court challenges when we feel that the government or the president is violating the constitution, and we have won most of those, and the people rewarded us as a result last year in the local government. And right now we are in charge of 3 metros as opposition parties, so we are making inroads. It is us, even now, who have been calling for Zuma to go, and we are happy that this noise seems to be pushed now by the ruling party themselves, yet in the beginning they defended him.
But in a sense, this should be the golden age of opposition politics in South Africa, because to the extent that you can claim any victories, those have resulted largely as because of own goals that have been scored by the governing party. Outside of the mistakes that those, in power are making, the sins of incumbency, if you will, outside of those mistakes, what are you as opposition actually doing to have an impact, not through the courts, but at the ballot box?
Well, we have demonstrated that in the last local government elections. So we have pushed the ANC out of the big cities. So come 2019, we hope we can individually make a dent or collectively. So unfortunately, to answer your question, you will have to wait until 2019. But if you want to use the local government results of last year, then use that as a precedent that indeed we are working and we are making gaining ground.
All right. One of the concerns you raised at today's briefing was your concern around National Assembly Speaker Baleka Mbete about her statements, particularly pertaining to certain judges that she says are biased against her party. You're also saying that you don't think she's going to be partial when presiding over the motion of no confidence in President Zuma. You don't want her there.
Well, we did acknowledge that the courts have now given her the powers to make a determination whether this vote of no confidence should be conducted through a secret ballot or not. We just hope that for once she will be impartial and take a decision for the benefit of this country. However, we have taken note of her utterances, or rather instructions to the ANC MPs to vote in favor of their president, and also for her to attack the judiciary that is her party is losing a lot of cases because some judges are biased towards the opposition. Question is, she was challenging this secret ballot case in court. Could it be that even this case, she is moaning that she has lost? In other words, could it be that this secret ballot case, she's not happy, she's not accepting the defeat? But be that as it may, we are not saying she must not make that determination. But insofar as her attacking the judiciary, We feel that she is not honest to herself and she is biased.
Okay,
she's
so
a conflicted individual.
So what happens if A, she doesn't recuse herself from presiding over the motion of no confidence, and B, what happens if she refuses for the ballot to be held in secret?
Well, we will cross that bridge when we reach it. But technically, we have discussed what steps must we take. One of the steps would be, one, the reasons advanced for her to refuse secret ballot, are they rational enough? And if we feel that she has not done her work and she is still pushing the party line, and then we have a right to take her for a review, but that decision, we will take it towards that. We heard that she might give a ruling on the 6th of August, and we're wondering what is her game plan.
Okay, so you've also called on the public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane, to apologize for the issues she's raised around the South African Reserve Bank. Are you heartened at least that she's now seemingly backtracked on some of that? But not only, she's also insisted that the president comply with Advocate Thuli Madonsela's remedial action as far as appointing with some urgency a Judicial Commission of Inquiry into state capture.
Well, this is exactly what worries us. Her flip-flops on the matters of Reserve Bank does not paint a picture of a competent public protector. And we need to ask her to address the nation in a way of saying, I've erred on this issue. I acted against. It was not my power to tell Parliament that amend constitution and so on. She has to explain herself. That's why we are calling for the Portfolio Committee for Justice to call her so that she can explain why has she put her office under this under such a controversy.
All right. A lot of those issues still to be resolved. That's the leader of the UDM, Ubudi Ubuntu Olumisa, on the line from Johannesburg.